KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
G20 finance officials have collectively raised concerns about geopolitical tensions and the uncertainty around tariff hikes. The group's third meeting of finance ministers and central bank governors started at Zimbali in Balito today. It comes as the US plans to impose crippling tariffs on a number of countries around the world, including a 30% trade tax for South Africa set to kick in next month. KZN Head of Treasury Francois Rogers joined the gathering today. He says there already seems to be a collaboration among G20 partners to find solutions to the issues.
That needs to continue, because without a collective collaboration, we're never going to address these global tensions that are being experienced. And in order for us to develop, we need stability. I think that's the most important thing. And political stability. How it fits into KwaZulu-Natal, I think our important role is to ensure that there's political stability and that there's development within our province. And I think once you achieve those, you can certainly get the foreign investment and the positivity around a province and the investment.
Investigations are underway following a fatal shooting outside a popular fast food outlet in Montclair, south of Durban. A man was killed in the attack this afternoon. LS Paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jemison says emergency services found his car in the parking lot riddled with bullets.
Paramedics assessed a man, believed to be in his 40s, who had sustained multiple gunshot wounds to his body. The man had sustained fatal injuries and there was nothing paramedics could do for him, and he was declared deceased at the scene. At this stage, the events leading up to the shooting is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has defended the country's democratic progress, saying there have been improvements in education, healthcare and housing. He's been responding to the presidency budget vote debate in Parliament.
In the context of democratic backsliding across the world, South Africa stands tall amongst many nations as a country that upholds and protects and advances the rights of our people. We are counted as amongst the few who have the type of constitution that upholds our people's rights.
With temperatures dropping again in KZN tomorrow and into the weekend, we are being urged to keep safety top of mind as we try to stay warm. An elderly couple was rescued from their burning home on Monday in the south of Durban. Neighbours Derek Chira and David Piri noticed the house next door was alight and bravely forced the door open, saving the 79-year-old woman and her partner. According to firefighters, several exploded gas cylinders were found on the premises. COGTA spokesperson Senzelo Mzila says the incident is a stark reminder of the dangers winter brings.
MEC Buthelezi has commended the two men for their heroic efforts. The MEC believes that these two men exemplify the best of Ubuntu. The MEC has also issued a vital reminder to all KZN residents to exercise extreme vigilance as the province navigates the winter season.
And Meta Chief Mark Zuckerberg and other company board members have settled a shareholder lawsuit concerning decisions made in the wake of the Cambridge Analytica privacy scandal. It was a political consulting firm that was found to have improperly harvested personal data from millions of Facebook users for targeted political advertising, particularly during the 2016 US election and Brexit referendum. Durban 20 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg 16, Richards Bay 22. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.